Okay, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and you never know who may sashay in the room and make an appearance on our program. It is one of the most recognizable guys in radio and television, had a wonderful 10-year career in the NFL, and of course was a standout quarterback at USC back in the day. But right here at YSR, he is our Rookie of the Month in September as he came on board, and he is the co-host of The War Room with his sidekick, John Harris. Welcome aboard, Sean. It's great to have you in studio.
Alyssa, thank you so much. It's great to be here, and that's an introduction unlike any I'll ever get. But I'm honored. Thank you. And I could actually have you double as a PR person because I'm not very good at it. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, congratulations on the show. And before we get underway, we want to talk about your alma mater. We want to talk about USC. Tell us a little bit about, I'm going to be on my very best behavior, try not to make me blush, but tell me about your new clothing line because there are some expletives in it, right?
Yeah, well, just damn. It's damn. And you could tell you damn's a good solid word. Especially when you're talking football, and it's you see the logo. It's a good logo, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a great football logo, and I've been thinking about this stuff forever. I mean, a buddy of mine back in the day, you remember the Above the Rim?
Oh yeah,
Above the Rim with
yes.
Reebok.
Yes,
Bob Capner. We were best buddy, played against each other in high school, and he invited me over to his place in Rancho Santa Fe one time, and he said, "Sean, you got to come down to my basement." And so he had a silk screener, and he started doing this, and he said, "What do you think about this?" Because we were rivals in high school. And love basketball. And so he said, "What do you think about this?" I said, "Oh, it's awesome." I said, "Above the Rim." Well, he started printing shirts from there. It got huge. Reebok bought the logo for a lot of money. And more than that, he just loved doing it. And he was part of their basketball, the NBA with the affiliation with the players and stuff. So it was awesome. But I just thought, forget opening a restaurant. I want to have clothing to where people can wear it every day or work out in it. And so I came up with a saying that I've heard, but I've always said this. I said, we got to play every damn down when you're trying to motivate. You got to play. You live life every day. So in football, you got to play it, every damn down. And so we came up with a logo with, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I put this logo together. I'm pretty excited about it, and I think that it can not only make a difference, but, hey, it just looks good, and you can wear it. We're going to have hoodies and hats, and it's part of something. It's not just a saying to sell shirts. It's part of something. It's part of it's just part of the macho football image of we got to play every down and suffer through it and go through good times and bad times. So I'm excited. And then the biggest part of it is the month of October, our women's clothing line, and men will wear it too, but within pink that fits ladies, and it's ladies wear it. It'll say, we attack cancer every damn down. And today, by the weekend, the website will be up, everydamndown.com, and you can go on and order it. But I'm so excited just because I know how people love the logo, and I know how people love sports, and we need another Just Do It. So here's my version of Just Do It.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing all that. We are kind of short on time, so we want to jump in here. I wanted to get your thoughts on what has transpired over this past week and the firing of Lane Kiffin and just how abrupt it was. I mean, they still got 8 games to go.
Yeah, Alyssa, it had to happen. And here's why. I think that a lot of us were surprised that it didn't happen at the end of last year after what happened in the bowl game. And I think the loss of the locker room is the biggest part. He's a smart guy. I've known him. I used to go to his high school football games with his dad. So I've known him a long time. It's not personal. But to a man, every former player that I've talked to over the last couple of years, not one was comfortable with him as a head coach. It was almost a forced situation, And you never like to see anybody get fired. Good gracious. I don't ever like to see that. He's a good X's and O's guy. But I don't believe leaders manage people. I believe leaders lead people and manage things. And I think he spent time trying to convince us he was a great leader instead of just doing what got him the coaching job in the first place. Go recruit great and go score touchdowns. And I think it got a little out of hand as far as being the leadership and having to make sure players respond to you. And I think there's a different role for him, and I don't think it's the head coach at USC. And it's tough on a guy like Pat Hayden, who's an old school Trojan, and to do it in the middle of the season is unprecedented and never happened at USC. But I think he felt for recruiting and to save the locker room, they needed to play with more energy and more excitement.
Well, it's tough on your senior class, though, too. That's who I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the athletes.
Yes, because they're not worried about the future
right.
or the recruit coming in 2 years. You're exactly right. But you know what? I honestly think the response by these seniors is going to be better. I think that a lot of them played scared and in a little bit of fear. And Ed Orgeron, who is one of the great he's a Trojan, and he's a great recruiter, and he's going to let these guys have fun and kind of cut it loose a little bit. I think they were a little too uptight. Like I said, Lane will land on his feet. He'll get another coaching job. I just think maybe at the time this job was a little big for him, and the next guy, will, whether it's a Kevin Sumlin or a Jack Del Rio, will fit that role. He did a good job, did Lane, but you know what? Sometimes making a change is good for everybody, and I think the seniors will respond to it.
Yes, but did you like the timing of it? As far as 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't it have waited till Monday?
Probably.
It seemed like an emotional decision.
And you know what, Alyssa, Pat Hayden's a classy guy. I can remember walking walking across USC's campus when I was getting recruited with him. He spent 3 hours with me talking about what it takes to be a Trojan. And I think with all the pressure that's gone on, and I think he was a lame duck going into the season. Unless you win a national title, I don't think he was going to be back if they won 10 games this year. I really don't. But 3 o'clock, getting off the bus with the players watching Senate, probably. But I think with the pressure and the timing of it, Pat felt it was best to do it face-to-face. I do believe that. And even though it's kind of a bummer at 3 in the morning, at least he got to go home and have breakfast with his wife and start again. I know it. Hey, nobody likes to do it that way. Could have been done different, maybe in private on a Tuesday, but Pat felt it was the best time. And whether we agree or not, he's the athletic director.
Having a candid conversation with Sean Salisbury from Yahoo Sports Radio this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We're so glad you're with us on Friday night. And so I have to ask you, Sean, who is your guy? Who is the guy that you want to help move the program forward?
Well, I haven't been a teammate of his at SC and in Minnesota. Jack Del Rio, I think, is a great candidate.
Okay.
Because he's a defensive coordinator at Denver. His disadvantage is they're probably going to be playing in February, so he's not going to be able to, they're not going to let him out of his contract, at least until then. So and, you know, he's got to go out and find a search and get the players so recruits understand maybe who's going to be the next head coach. Jack would be a great one. I think Art Briles at Baylor is a great candidate. Kevin Sumlin, you know, you hear sources that Kevin Sumlin wants to move on from Texas A&M. You know, how is he ever going to be hotter than now? Johnny Manziel, Sumlin did a great job at University of Houston, and he's killing it in the SEC at Texas A&M. He'd be great because he had spice, great recruiter, our offense will score, all those things. So, and there's a bunch of other candidates. You hear Herman Edwards and John Gruden, but I think they already got a short list, and you'll hear a guy like James Franklin from Vanderbilt, who I like. Energetic, fits the mode, and I don't believe you have to have a guy who played at SC or coached at SC in the past to be that coach, but SC's pretty peculiar about who's in the family. I think Sumlin and Del Rio would be at the top of that list.
Do you have the belief that USC is still a top five coaching position?
I don't think there's any question. I'll even go as far as to say it's top three. You're in a hotbed of recruiting. You're in a school that's been a national title winner many times. You're people craving for it. Facilities are amazing. The tradition and history is amazing. And they're a private school. You don't have to go through a lot of red tape like you would in a public school. And they'll pay you. So, yeah, I do. You talk about the University of Texas, Ohio State, Southern Cal, you know, Alabama, Florida. Those are probably four or five of the best jobs, and I think SC's in that five.
Okay, I want to back up for just a moment. Sean, we were talking about Lane Kiffin, of course, his time at Tennessee and Oakland. What is the future for him? Will he get a reprieve? Will he get a second chance?
Well, if you're a program, let's say maybe at a smaller school, Division I school, why wouldn't you hire a guy who can recruit and who can, you know, go out there and score? Doesn't have that same history and tradition, but is looking for it. You know, whether it's a Mountain West school or whether it's a Big East school, I don't know. And heck, he may be a coordinator or a quarterback coach or a receiver coach in the NFL. He is a very good X's and O's guy. And I think he probably needs to take a step back. Now, will his ego allow him to be an assistant coach before a head coach? He's young enough. Heck, he's still under 40 years old, so he's got plenty of football left in him. And maybe we saw Belichick in Cleveland learn from his first job, wasn't very good, goes to New England, gets Tom Brady, now he's the best coach in the NFL. So it may happen for Lane as well, but he'll be a coach again, and depending on how long he wants to sit out or if he wants to go into TV, he's too young to worry about whether he's going to coach or not. He will.
Sean, you bring up a great point. You talk about that he's a smart X's and O's guys, but he has the inability to do what? Fill in the blank.
Lead people without making it forced. I think forced leadership, when you have to ask for leadership and have to ask for players' attention, I think it's where that comes natural, and I think you're born with it. And I just think he's a guy who's a great detail guy with a manager of things. But when it comes to people right now, maybe he'll learn it better the next time. I thought that was a little bit too big for him when it came to managing, or should I say leading the people of that program.
Great stuff by Sean Salisbury right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, taking you through this Friday night. Sean, thanks so much for dropping by.
Big E, thank you so much for having me.
One more time, tell all the listeners where they can go get your clothes.
Everydamndown.com, and you'll make a difference. And I think you'll love the clothing and you'll be part of something.
I can't believe it is the month of October. Wow.
It's already here.
All right. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it.
That was Sean Salisbury from Yahoo Sports Radio. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.